Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Pat and staff, myself, Sue Wagner, and Patricia Eltage, available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute offers instructions on the principles of communication with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create a win-win situation in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the technique of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding any of our services or have any questions, please feel free to contact me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. Tonight we have Patricia Eltage on the radio show. Patricia, do you want to talk?
Hello, hello. And I'm here to introduce Dr. Pat Allen. And hello,
yes, you're
Dr. Pat.
To Pat Allen.
Yes, hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for being available to teach us your valuable information of many, many topics and all about relationships and communication. So,
right.
That being said, I want to ask you what your views are on why women choose bad men.
Now, as you know, if you've listened, I talk too much. I'm going to give you a universal book named Real, R-E-E-L, People. Finding Ourselves in the Movies, written by Howard M. Gluss, G-L-U-S-S-P-H-D. That's how I'm going to handle this program. You're going to give me a subject, and I'm going to go to my zillions of books, and I'm going to give you the best one I have. And Patricia knows I've got a lot of them.
You have a lot of books, and many of them I have read, and some of them I have not. But let's hear what you have for that topic.
That's what I mean. I'm going to give you another book on benefits. Oh. Women Who Love Psychopaths.
Yes.
And it's called by Sandra R. A. Brown. Now, that's as much as I need to talk. Did you copy down my essence?
Yes, it's wonderful. So why do you think we got those books? Thank you so much. Now, when women pick men that are bad for them, why do
men
they do that?
Bad. We just don't know how to handle them. Please read the books. Don't get me talking or you'll be sick of me talking.
Okay. Well, we're not sick of you talking. We love hearing your views and your teachings, and you've often talked about how women have a taste for pain.
That's the book, A Taste for Pain, by Maria Marcos.
Right.
Mechanism and female sexuality. I've got books up the wall, and if you give me a topic, I'll give you the best book on my mind.
We also have a list of recommended book lists on our website, drpatallen.com. There's a whole list of the communication tools and Dr. Allen's recommended reading list. So everybody has a place to get access to the books available that you recommend.
Is this what you guys want me to do?
Yes, that's thank you so much. And how women can straighten out and learn how to have chemistry with the men who are more appropriate for them instead of the bad boys.
Well, we're a resource. I've been a therapist for 52 years, for God's sake.
So great, so great. Well, all those books are wonderful resources. And Dr. Pat, you have developed some very wonderful tools to help people find their way in successful relationships.
Absolutely, and I wrote one of the best ones, Getting to I Do.
It is the
Pat
best.
Allen.
That's right. That's right. And there's even Staying Married and Loving It, if you can find it. That one is a little harder to find.
That's exactly right.
So that's just
so
terrific.
Now, am I too small talk? Did you want me to talk more?
No, I think we're good. We have a lot to go on and resources to access, and I so appreciate you coming on every week and talking with us, and you have groups going, and you just keep going with those groups and teaching women how to communicate with their men.
I will do that, but you've got to stop me from lecturing by asking me a question.
So we like it.
I can give you a movie or a book or
that's good.
A solution, please.
Oh, it's very good, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much. And
you're
we'll
so
see.
Welcome. You finally got my need. You know what it is?
Yeah. What's that?
Keep it short and get it on the air.
Okay. We'll keep going. All right.
Good.
See you next week.
Good.
Okay, for the call-in number, hopefully we'll have some call-ins. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Since Dr. Allen just offered some books and didn't give us why women pick bad men, do you want to get your interpretation on what you find the reason is for that?
Well, a lot of the times, this is why I love doing life scripts with people, because we can get to the bottom of where their original women, their original role models and their original view of men is with their father. So this is how when they are ego dystonic, as Dr. Pat would say, they're sort of put on backwards because they were not used to being cherished. They did not get the cherishing that was required for them to be healthy little girls to grow up to be healthy women. So this is what we do is try to get them screwed back on so they know that they're worthy of their feelings being cherished and not just thrill seeking for the guys that give them the dopamine rush and just thrill seeking. And there are men out there who want to give, protect, and cherish women. And
yeah. There's a good book that I recommend to a lot of my ladies. It's called Attached, the New Science of Adult Attachment and How It Can Help You Find and Keep Love. It's by Amir Levine, MD, and Rachel Heller, MA. It's a great book. It's an easy read, and you'll understand. You're either anxious, avoidant, or secure, or you could be a mixture of anxious, avoidant. A lot of the women can identify, and then it can give you examples on how you push yourself into being secure. One of the things Dr. Allen says is date the guy you have no chemistry with so you can desensitize and start being comfortable with the normal, boring guy instead of the guy that you have to always fight with or beg for his attention.
That's right. That's right. So we women have to learn that we're worthy of positive strokes. And that's the crux of all of this, is finding our worthiness.
Yes.
And with that, I'm hoping we hear from you people out there, right,
if Sue? They have examples, hopefully they'll give us examples of their current dating situations. I did have a couple of people that have wanted me to ask them some questions. One lady, she's dating a guy, and it's been 5 months. She had a talk, but she didn't really make it a clear, to talk about exclusivity. She kind of said it very vague. And the guy said, well, okay, but can I still talk to women? And she said, okay. And now he only comes about once every 2 to 3 weeks. And it's usually just to come around and hang out at her house. So now she's upset. So I'm making her do a new communication. It's like a script. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Eltage and Sue Wagner. Are you available? Oh, I think she dropped off. He'll call her back. So sometimes when you communicate, you have to say it with potency, or else the guy will take it and then you become the doormat and he uses you. Now she's got to clean it up. So if she's listening, I kind of gave her a script, and I'm just reinforcing to make sure you do the script, which is going to be uncomfortable and scary, but you have to do the work in order to get to the result. They're all sitting there with like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. I told her to write it down. And when he wants to have sex, you pull it out and read it.
Read it. That's right.
I'm reading this because I'm so afraid. I don't want to mess it up, and I want to communicate my feelings to you. So, and then of course she said, well, he's going to guiltify me. I said, of course he is.
They will try to intimidate you,
yes,
into having sex with them. But that was the old caveman way of doing things. You don't have to beat a woman over their head and drag her in the cave nowadays. What you do is, when she addresses, or when the monogamy and exclusivity talk comes up, they honor a woman's feelings. In the olden days, it was the father that protected the woman's virtue.
Yes.
So nowadays, we have to do it ourselves.
Yes. Yeah, the father, the courter used to ask the father for the woman's hand in marriage. He was the one that was the gatekeeper to his daughter. Now it's kind of like the women are just as masculine as the men. So they're both competing.
And all the freedom that we've developed during, even in the 30s and 40s, the sexual freedom that women gained on one hand was freeing, but on the other hand, it hurt us. So there's where we have to find our balance. How do we protect ourselves from being used?
Yes, yes. So do you have any questions from your people or any information you want to share with the audience, Patricia?
Well, let's see. One here is, come in. A woman says, why do I keep... This was one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to Dr. Pat about why do I keep being attracted to the same type of person as my last two husbands who were sociopaths, basically, and ultimately harmed me. And here we go again. So indeed, I used one of the books that Dr. Yes. Pat recommended, Why Women... Love, or women who love psychopaths, sociopaths, and narcissists.
Yes.
There are three categories of different levels of the same type of man, and the women who love them. So they prey on a certain type of woman who's willing to be codependent and willing to be a doormat for them and cover for them and their bad behavior. So this is a really serious syndrome for women,
because
that gets them into trouble in their lives so that they become sick. You've heard of gaslighting. A lot of people talk about gaslighting these days, and that is talked about in this book. So
give me your example of gaslighting. So, you know, it's spread out there a lot. Give your interpretation so the audience knows gaslighting is.
Yes. Well, when a man tries to get you to doubt your own, what you know, if you see something and you say something and they negate it and say that didn't happen or that's not the way it is, and they try to make you believe what they're saying is accurate when you know for sure that what you're saying, and you start developing, eventually you lose your own sense of what is real
and what right is or wrong.
True and right and wrong and what is and what is real and what is true.
Because some women think gaslighting is not calling or ignoring them.
So no, that's called ghosting.
Some people, they get them mixed up. It's all hurtful. They just get them all. He's not coming around.
Well, when the women get into these relationships with guys who are, let's say they're scammers.
Yes.
A lot of them are scammers.
A lot of them are scammers now. A lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're after either your money or other people's money by scamming, and they say they have more money than they do. They often go after your money and scam. Uh-huh. So
that's a big one. I've had a couple of women who are scammers, and they lure the women in by kind of making them feel like these women are queens. They like
at first, they start breaking them down.
Yeah, and then the women get bonded to them, and they don't see the red flags. And even when they do see the red flags, they validate, because sometimes these women are, I don't want to say they're desperate, but they just want a nice man, and they see this one that's giving them attention, and they take it, and then it gets them in a bad place.
And the women often don't think that they could find another man. They think, this is the last man on the planet. Nobody else will want me. But that is such a dangerous position to stay in.
What I'm finding is a lot of the women, they're having a hard time with wanting to date three men. Well, it's hard, So they stick with one guy. And then, of course, sometimes they're over-focused on him. And then that bombs, and then they're wanting to, he's confusing me. And it's not that he's confusing you, it's just that you're over-focused on him.
Yes.
I know it's hard in the dating world out there, but you got to meet him. I don't care if you go to a bookstore, a coffee shop, you're in charge of your destiny. You're in charge of meeting men. And, keep swiping. I know you're going to get maybe 10 guys and only one date out of them, but that's the numbers. I had one of Dr. Allen's ladies is getting married. She, in the 4 years that she's been following Pat's stuff, she's mentioned something like she had 100 dates.
Ooh, good for her.
That's actually kind of low, though, for 4 years. But it's about normal, but the way she made it sound, obviously, as 4 years later, she got better at it. So she did get her husband. So what I was saying is it takes time.
And you become more discerning is what happens when you kissed a few frogs. Then you become more discerning and you pick up on what is right for you sooner. But there's more than just apps, people. There's still the old-fashioned way. And I'm telling you, you've got to be out in the public.
Yes, you do.
You sit at the Starbucks or the Dunkin' Donuts or wherever it is, and you take your phone with you or a book. Take a book with you and look up. When anybody walks in or walks by you, smile.
That invites the guy to come over and talk to you. You have to give him the invitation by looking and smiling at him. He will not walk over, and a lot of ladies are embarrassed to do that.
They say I can do that. That's right. They feel like, I feel like a hussy doing that. Well, yeah, on that level, it's okay to seem like a hussy. You're not spreading your legs, for goodness sake. You are just inviting someone to smile back or hopefully talk to you and say, hello, what is your name?
Yeah, and sometimes they're afraid to bring lure the guy over. And then they're going to, then they say, well, then when I get him over and I don't like him, how do I get rid of him? You just gently say, it was nice talking to you. I have to go. And you say, you politely leave. You, mm-hmm. There's a way to attract a man, and there's a proper way to, you know, end it.
To exit.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know,
or say, it's not talking to you and I'm expecting a friend any moment, but I certainly like to talk to you again or not. You don't have to say that if you don't want to talk to them again.
Yes. So, I mean, you're in charge, but a lot of people, they're afraid to speak what they want and what they don't want. And that's what gets them in trouble, because they want the other person to mind read and know what they should say and do to this person. So many people want the other to mind read them, and it gets mixed up in the translation, so it confuses the girls. That's what I happen to see a lot. What else, let's see, as far as Dr. Pat has groups, ladies groups, but unfortunately the ladies stay. Patricia does life scripts. She does private groups, she does private sessions and couples. And I was offering ladies groups, but now my schedule is, I'm not able to be as available. So I'm going to be offering a once a month drop-in class. It's a no charge. So it'll be on a Thursday night after the radio show for ladies that have just quick questions. I have a group of ladies now, but if you want information on that, I'm currently taking my old group, ladies, so it is full, but you can get on my wait list to attend. Mm-hmm. And you can always, if anybody's listening out there, we want people to call the radio show and with their questions. We will walk you through. Remember the lady that called, that's been calling?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard from her. That was she was dating the widower.
And then, oh, yeah, what happened to her?
I wish she would, if she's listening.
Give us an update.
And there was quite a few other women that tracked us that with guys that they were, you know.
We love the updates because we like to hear how you handled using the tools and the information. Yes. I did get a quickie dream that was relationship oriented.
Okay.
And they wrote in and said they dreamt of refrigerators, and there were two or four refrigerators, and one had frozen water bottles in it, and the other one had pizza. Well, I quickly tell you that when you dream of water, that is representational of this, it's like a barometer of where your relationship is at. So this person, I would ask them, is your relationship kind of frozen right now? It sounds to me like this person is choosing food as a replacement for their sensuality. Their sexuality, their sensuality is frozen, and pizza, it represents sensuality. But a lot of times when women are not being sensually, sexually, romantically satisfied, they turn to food. So do call me if you're listening, whoever wrote this in. Would love to hear from you, that I would like to go deeper with you on the status of your relationship and how you use food to sublimate your needs. Okay.
And you said water's relationship. So how do you know? Like the pizza, well, pizza's the food. Any kind of food or specific?
Food in general, but pizza is, we know, is a comfort food. Everybody knows pizza as a comfort food. And water, any water elements in your dreams represent your relationship side of life, your sensual, sexual relationship side of life. So that's how I was able to determine that person needs to talk about their relationship with me. And get to why they're sublimating with food.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. And I know a lot of women will, you know, Dr. Pat says, you know, women have to keep the booty up. Men fall in love with they like what they see, the eyeballs.
Yes, right.
You know, and I get a lot of women, oh, he should like me for what's inside. I'm like, no, they don't, I would be nice concept, but men don't operate like that a lot.
That's right. That's nature.
Mother.
But that's nature. It's not that men aren't bad because that's nature. Men go for what they like, what they see first. And not everybody is out of a magazine, but it's still, you keep yourself up. You comb your hair. You put on a little makeup. You make yourself presentable in public. You know, you don't want to necessarily show up in totally grungy at the when you're trying to attract a man at the coffee shop. So that's something to think about: is your presentation, your marketing yourself, ladies.
I've always told the women to go to driving ranges, because I'm sure there's a lot of guys, you could go there, even if you don't know how to golf, you could have somebody, you know, teach you. They'll all try and give you pointers. And I know a lot of ladies that go to dance places, you know, if you're older, the dance places.
Dance classes.
Yes.
They have open dance classes, and many, many places offer dance classes.
And they even have, like, a lot of places, you know, have line dancing where you don't even have to have partners, but a lot of guys like line dancing as well, not just
so one. Much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to go to a place that you have fun. And there's a lot of meetup used to have groups that you'd get together and do, like, lunches or dinners or hiking. It's called meetup.
Oh, meetups online. Go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. I am actually calling about your Pat's high buy letter. And I did talk to Patricia earlier this week, but I just had a little bit of more questions. And Pat talks about how they answer and the responses in the time frame. If it's a week, 2 weeks, she talks a little bit about that.
Oh, Patricia. Well, did you talk to Patricia Eltinger?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're probably best to help her there.
Well, you don't do anything. There's nothing you do from there unless they call you. There's nothing to do. 2 months from now, 8 weeks, that is, you can always reach out as a friend and say, I'm reaching out as a friend to see how you are. But if you've sent a high buy letter and you were expecting to get some response, the best thing to do when you send the high buy letter is don't have any expectations. Mm-hmm. Go about your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There was one episode that Pat does talk about, for whatever reason, she mentions, I guess, the weeks. If he calls back in 1 week, or if he calls back or messages you in 2 weeks, she kind of breaks it down.
Within those. They can call any time within that 8 week period. And sometimes it's in the 11th hour of the 8th week, but it's all the same. If they call 1 week after you sent it, or if they call in the 8th week, you still talk, you still give them your time of day, give them your energy, answer them back.
Okay.
Are you wanting to get back with him? Is the reason you sent the high buy letter is to hopefully he comes back around? Well, then
exactly.
Yeah, so even
but I did a lot of damage, so it's not likely to get a result.
You
but
don't,
I'm hoping
you know
to
what?
Get a result.
You don't know. I've had him where they call sometimes 6 months later, and when they call back, you won't even remember who they are. But you still kill them with kindness and act like nothing happened. The high buy letter is a way for them to come back and be without getting yelled at. So you're sending it, and it's their choice if they want to come back and be with you. So it's very important.
And I feel like with the amount of damage I did, one letter might not be enough. I might have to wait that 8 weeks to then maybe reach
you're
out again
have to wait
keep
the,
showing.
You're going to have to wait the 8 weeks, and I hope you're out duty dating, so you're not over-focused on him. because I have seen it where women have done so much damage and the guy still comes around. But the one thing they did when the guy came around is they bitched and moaned at him. So don't do that. When he calls you back, you act nice and don't bring up anything about the letter. It's a whole new relationship, a whole new clean start.
Starts from day one.
You follow his lead. Don't start debating or questioning or explaining and defending anymore.
Got it.
It just starts from scratch.
That would be amazing.
Are you out dating other
dating.
Men?
Dating is important. Yeah. Go ahead.
I know, and that was another amazing thing that I heard, that the receptors on their genes have 21 something or others that they can tell if...
if you're out with other men, and that makes them sniff around. When you have other guys, they want you too.
I know, it's been a year of nothing, so maybe that's why he maybe can sense that also. I've just hibernated for a year.
Don't hibernate.
Yeah.
You energetically... go out with other men, bid out their duty dating, and energetically they sense it.
They do.
Great.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. That's amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys updated.
Yes, I will. Thank you for what you guys do.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Talk to you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. The high buy letter. I know I'm having another lady get ready to write one, you know, and they always say, no, I don't want to write it. But then for the next 4 weeks, they're bitching and moaning about the guy. It's a way to cut the cord so you can move on and hopefully learn the lesson so you never repeat it again. But if you don't want to send the high buy letter, you're stuck in a loop because you haven't finished that business.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
I have a dream, two dreams.
Okay, we'll take one dream.
Short.
If it's a short dream.
If it's not too long.
Yeah.
You have a quick images.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just quick images. The alignment thing. Mm-hmm. I dreamed that I was cleaning this really large rug, and it had really big holes in it that I could, like, see my whole body. That's one.
You could see your body through the holes in the rug?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a very good image because you're starting to see through some of the stuff that has been concealing your authentic self.
Oh.
So this sounds good to me that you're starting to see through what was covering your authenticity, because rugs are on the ground and the femininity is low and things that are high are masculine. So you are starting to become in touch with your feminine because that's what's underneath the rug.
What's the second dream if it's short?
Yeah. I dreamed of a homeless man lifts his shirt and his stomach has these circular pus-filled wounds.
Oh, that's your feelings, darling. He represents your unworthy feelings that you feel. That's your sense of your damaged side of yourself, but you're becoming aware of it. Again, these two dreams correlate, and they really go together. Dreams often come in series. So these two dreams go very much together, and you're starting to recognize where your deficits have been so that you can heal.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's it.
Haven't you called us before?
I'm the widower.
We're talking about you. I knew. We were just asking, what happened to you? You were starting to date another man. Is that still
going
on?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going on our fourth date this Saturday. Okay, can I share some of the things he said about me, which coincides with my dream?
Okay, good. We just talked about wishing you would call and check in.
Oh, my goodness. This is so great. Okay, so he said, I've never been called, I'm 62, I've never been called this ever in my whole dating life, okay? He said I was sweet and that I was princessy and that I make you happy. I've never heard anyone say that.
Darling, that is beautiful. That's why you're seeing through the holes, and that's why you have seen previously the dreams did correlate with this. Somebody told you something that is true. They see your true self. They are seeing the real you.
Oh my goodness. I want to cry because I've been working so hard to get rid of that stuff, that hard masculine stuff.
Well, you are doing a good job, and because you recognizing it is sometimes the hardest part, and then changing behaviors, right, Sue? Changing behaviors is always hard.
Yes, when you can look at within and then you do the work to process it, you get better results. So you're aware of what's going on, and you're doing the work to change. So you will get a good outcome.
And you're seeing your true, authentic, feminine self now.
Yes.
Now you just have to make sure you feel that. You have to put it together. You feel it. When you're out on dates, you have to incorporate it that you are worthy to receive their, not doubt yourself.
Okay.
Very good. Very good call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay in touch.
Yeah, stay in touch.
I will. Thank you.
Isn't that great, Sue? Yeah. That just, you know, that's rewarding.
I recognized
your
voice.
That's right.
We talked about her. We just said.
There she was.
Oh, here's somebody else on the call. You're on the call with Patricia and Sue. What can we help you with?
Hi, ladies. I have a question for Patricia.
Okay.
So about the nightmares, I live with my fiance and I sleep with him in one bed, and he gets nightmares at night when he starts like screaming. I wake up when he does that, but he's still asleep in his nightmare. I don't know if that, like, should I wake him up or should I let him sleep? What's your suggestion?
Well, we always want women to love themselves first. So in this case, you can experiment with this because your sleep is being disturbed. Are you able to go back to sleep?
No.
See, that's a problem. So we needed it. So at this point in time, you can touch him. Sometimes people can be violent if you wake them up during nightmare. So you say their name and you can touch them. And then sometimes they jerk and almost hit you if you're touching them during a nightmare. Or you can just call their name, whatever his name is, John. Let's say, John. Just say their name three times. And then in the morning, you can give him my contact and have him call me about his nightmares. But if for your sake, I want you to take care of yourself and tell him that your nightmares. I understand that you have nightmares. However, I'm not able to go back to sleep after one of these scary outbursts when you cry out. Is that what he does? He cries out and he's noisy?
Yeah, like yells.
So say, I'm not able to go back to sleep. What do you suggest we do about that? Because I'm becoming sleep deprived.
Okay. Well, it doesn't happen that frequent. I guess I was confused. Should I just let him go through it or should I like wake him up? You know, I wasn't sure.
You can experiment. Yeah. It's perfectly fine to wake him up gently. And see how that goes. And if he doesn't like that, or he goes, and you can always ask him, what were you dreaming?
Yeah, ask him what's dreaming, because then she'll know what's going on with him, wouldn't she?
Yes.
I did. I asked him. Yeah, he did tell me.
And what was it briefly? Just like what kind of an image was scaring him? Was someone after
that
him?
There was repetitive dreams that he was in bedroom. In bed, and his brother and his father were there, and the bird came in, and he couldn't, like, he wanted to warn them, but he couldn't, like, get up or something, and he just starts screaming.
Well, you can give him my contact. Yeah. If someone has repetitive dreams, that is unresolved issues that are trying to come through so that you can resolve them. That's usually from your past. And I am a trauma specialist, and I help mm-hmm. people with their dreams. And trauma is often expressed in the form of repetitive dreams. So call Sue and get my information.
If you want to share it on the air. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine. My direct office line is 310-528-0515. Or my email is patricia@thedreamclass.com. So reach out. Okay. You have him reach out to me so I can help him resolve some unresolved issues.
Great, thank you. And just to clarify, is that the same for men and for women? If men dream about men, that means that they dream about their feelings?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
My book is mm-hmm. called The Dream Class, and it's found on Amazon.
Awesome.
I talk all about the masculine and feminine and how it appears in the dreams.
Oh, cool. Can I ask you one? Do you have time for one quick question about the dream?
Uh-huh.
I had a dream last night. I don't remember exactly the whole dream, but I just remember an image from it.
That's all it takes.
I saw myself, and I had like a very, very long hair, like towards my belly button, maybe longer. And in my real life, my hair is not as long. And it was different color. I'm blonder, like in my real life, and my hair was darker. And I was just looking at my hair, like playing with my hair. I had like a little curls. And yeah.
Hair in our dreams is the feminine. And mm-hmm. it's an expression of the feminine. And in this case, you are naturally blonder, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so the darker is that you're getting in touch with your deeper sexy side, your sexual side, because the dark is the depth of the feminine. So this is a dream about you being in touch with your feminine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Bye. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah, thanks. Call us back with another question. Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Very good callers today. I'm glad.
Well, and even the dreams are relating to how our relationships are trying to handle, how we're handling our relationships, even our relationships with ourselves.
Yeah. So the call-in number again is, if you did log in late, it's 323-203-0815. And Sam calls you back. Your phone may disconnect, but Sam at the switchboard calls you back to put you on the show. So please make sure you pick up your callback number or enter the number in your contact list so it doesn't go to spam and you don't hear the call. So mm-hmm. good calls. Any other questions you want to share with the audience?
Let's see. Well, we had one this few days ago where they get in trouble with their boyfriend when they both been drinking at parties.
That's a good, mm-hmm. yeah, because isn't it men go feminine when they drink and women go masculine. So when
yep.
drink, you shift. I personally, I don't do well drinking with my boyfriend anymore. We just don't. It's not worth it.
It doesn't go well.
It doesn't go well.
And this.
And you know, you get a lot of women who are used to so-called drinking and partying, and then they get boyfriends. I know that you've had a couple of these. And they still want to be single and be with their single friends and do the stuff they've done 30s and early 40s. And now they got a guy and they're not comfortable in a relationship putting the man first. That seems to be very hard. What do you say about the women and what they should and shouldn't do?
Yeah, that's a tough one because they're still in their party girl mentality. And the crux of the issue here, Sue, is you must choose what you want more. Do you want to party or do you want to be in a relationship primarily? I'm not saying never go to another party.
Yes, but your life does have to change. You can't put friends and parties, your single life ahead. Just because right. when you met him, you were doing that. The relationship progresses, and That's it right. goes to a place. You then become a couple.
Right.
You can still go out. That's where the relationship contract, you negotiate how often will we go out with couples, with ourselves and other couples. And sometimes these ladies mm-hmm. want it 3 times a week because they're used to going out.
And they have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the men, when they're drinking, they get jealous more easily.
Yes. Yes.
And this is, it's good for my business. That's when I get the emergency yeah. calls in the middle, late at night on a Saturday night. So, but it is not going well for the woman who's says she wants to be in a long-term relationship, but her actions are not proving what she says.
Yeah. And a lot of that is because they have been single for so long that it's familiar to live that kind of lifestyle. And just because you have a man come in, they feel that they should be able to continue with the lifestyle they have just with a man. But that's
pick
not
your
always.
Priorities.
Yeah,
I say,
that
pick
really
your
doesn't
priorities.
Ever really work very good from all the ladies I've had as well.
That is across the board. Across the board. Later on, once you're solid in your relationship,
yes.
Then we do the couples agreements, yep. which is the time, space, money, and play. And how you play is yeah. one of the categories. You play sometimes with your friends separate from your mate. Sometimes you play with your mate and other people. And sometimes you just want to be alone and meditate in the corner. Who knows? But this is how we negotiate our relationships.
And if she wants, when you're in a relationship headed for marriage, you can tell the man, I'd like to have one night a week for my ladies, going out for ladies.
That's very common.
But
ladies love that, ladies night. Ladies night is a perfectly yeah. normal thing to do.
But you have to let him know, I like to do it once a week or once. Mm-hmm. You have to let him know, not just spring a day before, hey, I'm going out with the girls.
No, that's you negotiate it.
And you stick to a certain day so he has it planned that that's your ladies' day, your ladies' night out. You can't just jump around whenever you ladies want to do it because you got another person involved in your relationship. You're not single anymore.
Spontaneity creates chaos yep. in relationships.
Yes, yes. It's all about negotiating and communication, which seems to be everybody's so stuck on me, my their own way. They're used to being single where they can come and go. That's Pat calls it narcissism.
Right.
Narcissism is healthy if you're single.
Right.
With a couple, you have to decide.
You have to decide what comes first, the relationship or your playtime. So
yes.
you put the relationship first and your playtime is second.
Yes. And then that usually will weeds it out. So
mm-hmm.
other than that, next week, if anybody has any questions they want answered on the radio, sometimes people can't call in during the live radio show. You can just email me your question and we'll say it. We'll talk about it over the air and then you can listen to the archives. You can email me your question at info@drpatallen.com. And I was talking earlier about our website, drpatallen.com. It has a links that go to all of Dr. Allen's recommended book lists and all of her tools and charts. They're up on a tab. And then we also have a 45 minutes of streaming of her material, chemistry, compatibility, and communication, where she's actually demonstrating the tools and the relationship contract item with couples and in a classroom setting. So that if you want to know Dr. Allen's tools, go there and watch it. And watch it over and over and over till it becomes a habit and you can start practicing it in your own relationship. And it talks about most of the hard part is the entrance fee. Patricia, what's the entrance fee? That seems to be a hard one for ladies. I had one lady that tells the entrance fee right before he penetrates. That's how you do it.
When everybody's all hot and bothered,
no,
that's not the best time.
You let them know the minute he's kind of wanting to fool around. That's when you set up the entrance fee. What is the entrance fee, Patricia? It's very important.
You go ahead, Stu. Go for it.
Okay. I tell my ladies, you know, hopefully, you know, you've dated him a couple times and he, you know, he wants to take you home or come over to my place. You do Dr. Allen's stroke and stand and you stroke him. Thank you for seeing me as sexually desirable. However, I'm not comfortable having casual sex until I'm in a committed, monogamous, continuous relationship headed towards marriage and mating. And I'd like to get to know the man as well. And then you go, what are your thoughts? Or you say, what do you think? And he'll go, well, I just wanted to, you know, he'll try and manipulate you that it's okay. He doesn't want to get into a relationship till he tests out the goods.
Yeah, well, you can test it out in many ways without having penetration in any orifice.
Yes, and you basically don't want his penis in, you know, any of your orifices, your mouth, vagina, or your anus, because you become bonded. And you can become bonded to the wrong man. And then it's very hard to get debonded. So, you know, and always, always communicate your wants and not wants. If you keep quiet and you let him get what he wants, it's harder to clean up what you've already let him get into. What's your thoughts on that, Patricia, for the
ladies? I think crossing your legs is a wonderful position. In other words, not to make light of it, because everybody wants to be partner, feel like they're desirable and feel sexy. But you have to know in yourself first what your personal goals in your life are. Do you want to be partnered or do you want to just have sex? And whether that person stays with you or not, you just like temporary sex or temporary gratification.
So, yeah, because some women think that if they give casual sex, the guy will like them more. No, as Dr. says, men fall in love with virtue, not vaginas.
They're
not going to win any man over, because if he got in that quick with you,
so can somebody
that
else.
That guy is going to get in just as quick when he turns around and he doesn't call you for a week.
Right.
Men don't like to share.
Sadly, in this day and age, women think they have to turn it over if a man buys them a dinner.
Yes.
But your body, you have to view your body as your sacred temple. And first and foremost, know what you want out of life first. Decide, am I out there dating because I want to be partnered in some way, whether it be marriage or a long-term committed relationship without a piece of paper? But you need to know that in your own mind first, and then you can decide when you're dating how and when and who you're going to give it up to when they give you a commitment. And even if they say, well, we don't have to have a long-term commitment, but you can date for, even if you do make the commitment to be in a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, it may not work out, but at least you have that agreement for the time being. Okay, Sue.
All righty, we're getting ready to close up the show. Hopefully, people will call us next week. And if you have a question that you can't say on the air, you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. And if you want any information on any of our services, you can always call me at the office or use the same info@drpatallen.com. Do you want to close the show, Patricia?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, folks. See you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.